Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your Dream Whisperer. Hi, everybody out there. I hope that you guys have been solving your subconscious talk and making more strides on your path to your future, to your destiny. I know that I have been struggling with some things and some insecurities, but through my dreams, I have been able to overcome a lot of them. I think I told you about a dream I had maybe a year ago where I was dancing and I was so afraid that I was not going to, in waking life, I was afraid that I was not going to be able to take the class and that people maybe would make fun of me or I would just fail at it. Well, in my dream, I saw a ballerina dancing, and she was so beautiful, and she was twirling and twirling. And since it is, I didn't look up what a ballerina meant. I didn't look up anything in the dream dictionary. I interpreted that meaning for myself, since it was something that was very close to my heart right then. And you can always do that. You don't have to use a dream dictionary. I only say use dream dictionaries when you have certain symbols that maybe you have never seen before, or something that you just doesn't sit in your spirit when you're trying to interpret it and it doesn't make sense. Well, I interpreted that dream and it came out to be, don't worry, you're going to be fine, you're going to continue to dance, and you're going to do a good job. That was a quick overview of it. I think I probably missed some parts in it, but the main idea was, don't worry, keep dancing, dance your little heart out. Now, when I was talking about the dream dictionary and some of the symbols that you may want to look up and some symbols that you don't have to look up, if you know symbols mean a certain thing to you, if you have a certain meaning for a certain symbol, you do not have to look it up, such as butterflies. I was doing some dream work last night and butterflies came up. And butterflies have to do with insecurities that you may have. Yellow butterflies. Noticing yellow means you're calling attention to something. Some form of communication. It's either a negative one or it can be positive. It's communication. And so butterflies, you're calling attention to it. So I would have never thought of butterflies as to mean communication, but I guess when you look at the butterfly, how it goes from place to place, it could mean communication, how you go from here to there, you're carrying the news around. And the color yellow, the sunshine, you're shining light on something. The sun shines light on things. The sun brings light to the darkness. And so you're uncovering something. You could be uncovering your insecurities, or you're shining light on your confidence. So whatever that color is associated to, it will definitely make that symbol stand out a little bit more, to bring clarity to whatever that symbol is. And then you have to look at what's going on in your life to definitely understand what that symbol means. Okay, well, tonight I'm gonna do a show that deals with negative feelings in our dreams. Some have to do with anger, some have to do with double meanings, and some might have little surprises for you. They might take you on a little rabbit path down the other way. You may think your dream is going this way and you go, what? It's something totally different. So we're gonna get started. I've got three dreams and maybe one small dream for you. Three large dreams and one small one tonight. Okay, sit back, relax, and let's get started on our dream interpretations. Okay, our first dream is called Cookies. And I'm going to read the dream to you. And then we're going to talk about some of the symbols that we can pull out and I will go over the main feeling that the dreamer said was the strongest in the dream, and also the connection to that dreamer's waking life. Okay, cookies. I went to my office and saw that the boss was getting cookies from a box in front of my office. I grabbed some and then decided to go back. When I went back, the cookies were gone. The boss and the clerk had taken them away, and I could see them looking suspicious. Okay, so this is a short dream, and let's pull out some of the main symbols that I see in the dream. We've got some symbols of the boss, which is the main one, and also the clerk. Another one would be the cookies, the office, and also the idea of stealing those cookies. The idea of just stealing, okay? The dreamer said that the overall feeling of that dream was being treated unfairly. Now, the connection to waking life for this dreamer was a situation that had happened when the dreamer was talking to the boss and several other people. They completely ignored the dreamer when the dreamer was talking, and that was during waking life. And I guess that would make me upset too, to be completely treated as though you're invisible. And there's a poem called Invisible by, it's not Langston Hughes, it's, where's my brain? I can't think of who it is, but if I remember that, I'll tell you guys later. Okay, so with the main symbols in the dream, I used a combination of dream dictionary and also dreamer's own interpretation of the symbols. Now, remember, these interpretations need to click with your inner spirit. It has to say, yes, that's it, and that's exactly what it means. Because another person could have the exact same dream. Not really. But if they did have the exact same dream, it would mean something completely different, because it's a different person. And they have different experiences that they are bringing to their dream life. Now, when you have symbols that are cultural symbols, it could have the symbols could have the same meaning, but the way they're put together and the story that it unfolds, or it tells how the story unfolds in your subconscious, is completely unique to you. Okay, so let's go through some of the symbol meanings. Boss could represent an irresponsible person. Now, when I looked it up, in the dictionary, and it said it could be authoritative, bossy, a bossy side of your own personality, issues of control and authority. It could also symbolize a lack of freedom or originality, the boss person. And that holds true, because your boss tells you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So it could represent this dreamer's bossy side of the personality. It's interesting that the dreamer said that the boss represented an irresponsible person. So we've taken irresponsibility, bossiness, authoritativeness, and we're going to add that to what the clerk means. The clerk represents a backbiter. The cookies, which is a very fun symbol, because they call me the cookie monster, but I digress there. Cookies, you can't resist something, or there's a trivial matter that will disrupt your life, and it'll cause you to waste your energy, time, and peace of mind unnecessarily, because you're trying to figure out that trivial matter. If you look at cookies, it's just a little piece of something, and you're just stuck on that when your attention should be somewhere else. This can be a warning in the dream. Don't get stuck on those trivial things. Or it could be another type of warning where, I can't give up those cookies. I gotta have those cookies. You can't resist something. You're too focused on those cookies. Okay. The idea of stealing has to do, if someone is stealing from you, it represents your feelings that you've been taken advantage of and not shown respect. Now, if you're stealing something from someone else, it goes to the reverse, that you don't have respect for this other person. You have contempt and disobedience toward that other person. So if they're taking it from you, someone is being disrespectful to you. And if you're taking the cookies from someone else, it means that you don't respect that person. Okay. Now, when the cookies are being taken from you, it goes into the feeling of being devalued. As you see, the dreamer thought that the main feeling of the dream was unfairness. And so if you look at the negative side of the cookies, where you're feeling that someone's defied you, encroached on your boundaries, it falls together. Okay. I think I have hit all of those symbols in there. So let me go through the dream now and tell you the solution to it. The dream seems to call attention to the dreamer's sense of self professionally, the professional self. The dreamer's professional self has become preoccupied with some trivial matters, using up the time and encroaching on that person's peace of mind. This is seen when the work self is chasing after the cookies. The idea of irresponsibility and backbiting being involved could be the time and frustration that is taking up the dreamer's peace of mind. So when you put the boss and the clerk, the representation of the backbiting, the irresponsibility, now if you trivialize those matters as someone else's backbiting, someone else's irresponsibility, yeah, that could be wasting the dreamer's time. Or if the dreamer has gotten sucked into backbiting, sucked into gossip, sucked into irresponsibility, that's a warning. Hey, you're wasting your time. You're looking at you're over here looking at these cookies, looking at something trivial. You need to be working. The dream also allows the dreamer to see who the culprits are in the dream. So if this person has just been involved with these two people, if these are the two people that were ignoring the dreamer, and then the dream shows the dreamer those two persons, then it could fall on those two persons are the ones that are backbiting and being irresponsible and causing frustration. Now, if those two people hadn't been in the dreamer's waking life and there was no significant interactions going on that in the past few days, then I would say we would just use the meaning of the symbols that they represent, not the actual person. I hope that makes sense. Okay, the dream also shows hidden feelings of the dreamer in regards to having the desserts just in reach, and now, bam, they're gone. Hey, what happened? Why can't I get those desserts again? Why aren't I being recognized again? So, very interesting, because you can delve a little bit further into this and look at the dreamer's work self. Is this really how you feel at work? Is this really what's going on? The dreamer can look at the patterns that's happening in waking life and see how they can be changed. So the call of action here that I perceive and the dreamer, it resonated with the dreamer, is to not worry over those trivial things, to eliminate the backbiting and the irresponsibility, the insignificant little things from the work life, because it's made the dreamer feel undervalued. We as people allow things to come into our consciousness. We allow things to come into our awareness. If this dreamer didn't care what the backfighters were doing, then I don't believe the dream would have happened. But since the dreamer does care about it, since the dreamer is being frustrated and using up peace of mind because of what's going on, it has become a problem, and the subconscious is trying to let the conscious know, hey, let all that go. You don't need to worry about that. You need to focus on what your mission is. Okay. Very interesting dream, huh? It was a short dream, but there was lots and lots of meat to it. Okay. I'm going to get a small sip of juice, and then we're going to go on to our next dream. So hold on. Okay, our next dream is called Father's Rage. I'm going to read you the dream, and then we're going to go through the symbols and look at some of the main feelings and connection to waking mind. My dad was mad at my mom. She and I were in her bedroom. My brother was in his room. My dad called my mom, and I did not want her to go. I hear shots and run into the family room, and she is face down on the floor, and my dad is a few feet away in the kitchen. I can run out the door and possibly escape, but that would mean leaving my brother and my mom on the floor. Okay, the main feeling of that dream is fear. There's a lot of anger in there also, but the overwhelming feeling was one of fear. Okay, so let's move on to the connection to waking life for the dreamer. Now, the dreamer relates to me that there's a lot of stress about weight loss, about making healthy choices right now, and just changing some bad eating habits. Okay, I'm going to go through the symbols. The father, fear, overindulgence, food, smoking, etc. The mother has a meaning to the dreamer of mothering instincts. Brother, a level-headed person. Now the bedroom, as we know, the house represents the dreamer. And bedroom has to do with intimacy, the relationship part of life. The family room has to do with friendships, families. When you think of having people come over and they usually go to the family room watching TV, jovial happiness. Okay. The kitchen has to do with, and I don't think I said kitchen as a symbol, but the father was in the kitchen. Kitchen is where the food is prepared, where the decisions are made on what kinds of things you're going to plan to eat for dinner or for lunch. It's the main area where the food choice is made. It's like the central food place. Now the dining room deals with, and I know they didn't use dining room in this dream, but dining room deals with your actual putting it in your body. This is what I'm going to have. This is what I took. This is what I ate. So let's go on from there. Let's go into some of the dream symbols in relation to the solution of the actual dream. The father, who represents the overindulgence in the area of food, the father's trying to get the motherly personality to come out of the bedroom where the dreamer is with that personality. And the fatherly personality, the overindulgent part of the personality, is trying to destroy the motherly self, who is trying to protect the actual self from the negative habit. The motherly part is running interference between those negative choices, those overindulgent activities in the area of food, and the motherly part is being destroyed. The dreamer who did not go with the mother to stop this overindulgent personality, this dreamer, the dreamer self, stood back. It stood back in another bedroom. It stood back and hid. I wouldn't say hid, but it stayed out of the limelight. It stayed out of the main area of firing. The self has to make a decision. The self has to step up and stop the overindulgent personality. It's interesting that when the dreamer sees the mother on the floor, the mother isn't presumed dead, because the dreamer says, "I can't run away. I have to protect the sensible part of me, and I also have to protect the mothering part of me." There is a decision that the dreamer has to make, and at that, the dream takes the dreamer. Doesn't take the dreamer any further. The dream actually ends right there. So the dreamer has a choice. The dreamer is maybe at a crossroads. Do I let my overindulgence take over in my life and destroy some parts of me? Or do I stand up and become the mothering part of my personality and care for my body and protect my body? Logic, level-headedness is not even in the scene, but we do know that in the background there, you have to put some logical thought to you. You can't just overeat. You just can't overindulge in things that are harmful to your body. Okay, that was an ambulance that passed by. The call of action for this dreamer is to make that choice, to actually choose between the impulsive eating habits or the healthy choices and the protection of self. Okay, so I like that dream. That had to do with, there's a lot of angry feelings in there, and I think the dreamer was a little bit afraid when you have a dream of your mom lying on the family room floor and your dad has shot your mom. Woo! So that's always good to be able to sit, think about, hey, what did I dream? What does this have to do with what's going on in my waking life? And let me pull the symbols together and figure out what my subconscious is trying to tell me. All right. I think we have time. Yes, we do. We have time for one more dream, and then we're going to have a special in-studio guest. I'll get to her a little bit later. And the last dream I want to do is a little bit long. If I don't finish that dream, I can't always finish next month. It's a two-part dream, so let me get another little drink of juice, and we'll get into that dream in just a moment. Okay, well, let's see. The next dream that I'm going to talk about, I have named three models. This dream deals with self-awareness and possibly awakening. I'm going to go over the dream, and then we'll go through the various parts of the dream. Three models. In my dream, I had a dream about my brother. He took a knife and cut a slit across the right side of my chest. I was afraid when I woke up and my brother came into the room. We talked and I felt comfortable and a little foolish about the dream. All of a sudden, he slit my chest on the right side and I said, "Please don't kill me." He jumped off of me and with yellow hands, he rubbed his face up and down extremely fast. I tried to escape and went out the house to the backyard and saw a chain link fence instead of a wooden fence. Through the links, I saw my oldest brother and many cars in the driveway. I found a rental car and headed to the hospital. After a while, I was not driving but talking to my oldest brother about Maurice's phone. He said that Maurice could track me, so I needed to take out the battery. I made it to the hospital, but it was an office. And I was listening to a receptionist interviewing three male models. I buried my head in a pillow and then indiscriminately asked one to follow me into the other room. When we sat down to talk, then another man came into the room and I jumped up to talk with him. The first man was sad, and then I said, I am a heartbreaker. Okay, this dream has a lot of symbols in it. So let's go through it. The dreamer said that the dream's main feeling was one of fear and confusion. And this dreamer, in waking life, this dreamer has had a lot of trouble with personal relationships, male relationships. I'm going to, if you remember at the beginning of the 30 minutes of the show, I talked about some symbols may have a meaning, particularly to you, and some may mean a different thing to another person, even though it's the same symbol. In dream interpretation, a lot of times when you're being cut or stabbed, it's almost a warning, something bad is going to happen, please be careful, almost like a premonition warning, depending on, that's what a lot of dream interpreters say, but I say depending on how you feel in that dream, because when you have premonition dreams, they are definitely different from the regular dreams that you have at night. It's more real, all your senses are awake, it's just different, it's almost vision-like. Okay, so some of the symbols to have a dream within a dream. The brothers. Also the chest, the knife being stabbed, and hands, and particularly the color of the hands, the hospital and the cars. When the dreamer looks at interpreting the meaning of brothers, all the different brothers in the dream, she would say the first brother was one that is usually logical, but he is the one that she dreamed about was going to hurt her. So in the dream, she has a premonition, because to dream within a dream is symbolic of realizing something in your life, something that you were thinking wasn't as serious or as you thought it was previously. So this dreamer dreams that she's going to be hurt by an entity in her dream, and she thinks, oh, it's not that big a deal, but the dream is leading her to believe that, yeah, it is a little bit more serious than you first thought. So the dreamer has a shift of time or a perception when she dreams within her dream. The main part of her dream that was within her dream, where she wakes up and sees her brother, it has to do with communication. When you have your hands moving up and down, hands are a way of communicating to other people. Now, the yellow of the hands brings attention. It represents the dreamer's realization of these negative thoughts. So the brother slashes her over the chest, her heart, which is a way that it could symbolize slashing out, something that she needs to take out of her life, take out of her heartstrings, some kind of thoughts that she needs to get rid of. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about the chest. The chest has to do with confidence. And so her confidence is getting destroyed by the rage. A knife symbolizes rage. The rage is destroying her confidence. And first she's thinking, oh, that's not that important, but it turns out that yes, it is an important part of her life. She needs to get her confidence back. Okay. The second part of the dream, which is still under the same title, Three Models, the second part shows more clarification about the first part and about what the subconscious is trying to tell the waking self. The dream shows that the dreamer is on the right path because she's going to the hospital. She's making positive changes by leaving her personal issues. She goes to the backyard, and backyard deals with personal issues, all the things in the background. She's leaving that. She's fleeing the house and the negative emotions, and she's going through her personal issues, and she looks through the chain link fence, and she sees many different cars that she can drive. She sees many different paths that she can take to her destiny. She decides to get into a car, and she's driving it. She's in control of her destiny because she's going to the hospital. She's making changes. Hospital symbolizes changes, making positive changes. As she's in the car, another brother starts to drive. He's a very irresponsible brother. And his irresponsibility, he tells the dreamer to take the battery out of her phone. Maurice's phone. Maurice can track her. Now, the dreamer says that Maurice was an old love, an old love interest, but everything just dissolved. Nothing really, it never went anywhere. So when you're taking your battery out the phone is communication again. She's taking her energy out of communicating with males. She's taking her energy out. And her brother, the irresponsible one, is telling, hey, take it out, take that battery out. So there you go, there's the irresponsible part of her personality is coming back. Once she's gotten her life on track, the irresponsible person comes back in. She arrives not at the hospital, but at the office now. So it's kind of a switch. She's listening to that irresponsible part, and it takes her to another setting, her professional self. And within that setting, she indiscriminately picks one person to be her love interest. Out of the three models are supposed to be the top of the top, you know, beauty, poise, whatever. So she picks, she just picks a random one. She just gets him. And then she leaves that one and she starts talking to another guy. No rhyme or reason. There was no, nothing that sparked the interest. Just another guy that walked in. And then she goes, I'm a heartbreaker. So the theme of heartbreaker goes back to the first part of the dream where the brother has slashed her, the negative emotions has slashed into her heart. She is going to have to do a lot of work within herself about having a more positive attitude. The dream seems to call the dreamer to action by asking her to have a more positive attitude when she is looking at these love relationships. Okay. All right. I'm running over my time, but my in-studio guest has signaled me that she's ready to say a little something to the crowd out there. This is Miss Azaria.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Is there something you want to say to us tonight?
A knock knock joke.
All right. Let's hear it.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange you. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you guys didn't say knock knock again.
That is very, very cute. Yes, we are. We're very glad you didn't say that again. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Remember, you can reach me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's night_talker@rocketmail.com. And in parting, as always, I want to tell you to keep on dreaming, keep on striving for the better you. Bye.
Bye.